Omasake. I was kicked out. Breakdown. O. Is the pronoun one, but it is used in a passive construction, meaning I, in this context. M. Is the contracted form of m. And a. A. Is the auxiliary verb to have in the past participle. Sake. Is the past participle of the verb to kick out. Key concepts. Passive voice. This sentence uses the passive voice, which emphasizes the action being done to the subject, rather than the subject performing the action. Contractions. French uses contractions to combine words like m and a into m. Past participle. The verb sake is in the past participle form, which is used in the passive voice. J'ai eu de la chance. I was lucky. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Eu is the past participle of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the passé composé tense. This tense is used to express actions that have already happened. De la chance literally means of the luck. In English, we would say luck. This sentence demonstrates the use of the passé composé tense with the verb avoir and the concept of direct object pronouns. The literal translation of de la chance is of the luck, but in English, we would say luck or good luck. J'étais ému. I was moved. This sentence uses the past participle ému of the verb émouvoir. To move, to touch, to describe the speaker's emotional state. The verb être to be is used in the imperfect tense était, indicating that the feeling of being moved was ongoing in the past. The structure j était ému is a simple sentence with the subject pronoun j I followed by the verb and the past participle. J'étais crédule. I was credulous. This sentence uses the imparfait tense, which describes a past state or action that was ongoing or habitual. J is a contraction of je, I, and était. The imparfait form of the verb être to be crédule means credulous, which describes someone who is easily persuaded to believe something. J'étais crédule. I was credulous. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Été is the past participle of the verb être. To be crédule is an adjective meaning credulous or easily persuaded to believe something. So the sentence literally translates to, I have been credulous, but it is better understood as, I was credulous. Je pue. I stink. This sentence uses the verb puer, which means to stink in the first person singular present tense. Je is the subject pronoun for I. The sentence is very direct and expresses a simple fact. Je fus crédule. I was credulous. The sentence is in the passé simple. Simple past tense, which is used for past events in formal writing or narration. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Fus is the passé simple. Conjugation of the verb être. To be, meaning, was. Crédule is an adjective meaning credulous, which means easily persuaded to believe something. In English, we would typically use the past tense, was, instead of, have been, for this sentence. J'étais naïf. I was naïve. This sentence uses the past participle. Était. Of the verb. Être. To be, to form the passé composé, a common French past tense. It translates directly to, I have been naïve, but in English, we use the simpler, I was naïve. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have été is the past participle of être. To be, which changes the meaning to been. Naïf is the adjective meaning naïve. J'étais naïve. I was naïve. This sentence is in the past tense using the passé composé, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. Here's a breakdown. J stands for je, which means I in English. It is the subject pronoun of the sentence. A is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir, which means to have. It is conjugated in the first person singular because the subject is je. Était is the past participle of the verb être, which means to be. It agrees with the subject in gender and number, which is why it ends in accent aigu. Naïve is the adjective meaning naïve in English. It modifies the subject, which is the pronoun je. The passé composé is formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. The past participle agrees with the subject in gender and number. J'étais naïf. I was naïve. This sentence uses the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. J is the contraction of je, I, and était is the imparfait form of the verb être. To be naïf is an adjective meaning naïve. J'étais naïve. I was naïve. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be, in the first person singular. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing or habitual in the past. The word naïve is an adjective that describes someone who is innocent and lacks experience. J'étais prêt. I was ready. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that were completed in the past. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb être. To be conjugated in the appropriate tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. J is the contracted form of je, I, and était was Ate is the past participle of the verb ate. To be conjugated in the first person singular. Ate is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Prêt. Ready. J'y étais prêt. I was ready for it. This sentence uses the past participle. Prêt. Which means, ready, in English. The phrase, e, refers to a previously mentioned place, or situation. The verb, être, is the verb, to be, in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past. The subject pronoun, je, means, I. Putting it all together, the sentence is saying, I was ready for it, meaning the speaker was prepared for something that was already happening, or about to happen. J'y étais prêt. I was ready for it. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be, which is était. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. The e is an indirect object pronoun, meaning it refers to a previously mentioned location or thing. It is replacing a noun, which would have been à cela. To that. Prêt is the feminine form of the adjective. Prêt. Ready, which modifies j'y. I. J'étais sobre. I was sober. Breakdown. J'y is the contraction of je, I, and était. Was. Était is the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be sober means sober. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe actions that were ongoing or habitual in the past. Contractions. In French, it is common to contract certain pronouns with verbs, particularly in the first person singular. Je fus désolé. I was sorry. The sentence, je fus désolé, is in the past simple tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun meaning, I, fus. Fu. This is the past simple form of the verb être. Être. To be. Désolé. Désolé. This is an adjective meaning, sorry, or apologetic. Key concepts. Past simple tense. Used for completed actions in the past. Pronoun agreement. The pronoun, je. Je. Agrees in gender and number with the verb, fus. Fu. Adjective agreement. The adjective, désolé. Désolé. Agrees in gender and number with the subject, je. Je. Je me suis tenu debout. I stood up. This sentence uses the passé composé. A verb tense that describes a completed action in the past. It is formed using the auxiliary verb être. To be, and the past participle of the verb. In this case, the past participle is tenu. Held, which is the past participle of tenir. To hold. Se tenir debout means to stand up. The se in the sentence is a reflexive pronoun that indicates that the subject, I, performed the action on itself, standing up. Je fus désolé. I was sorry. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the passé simple. Simple past tense. Fut. This is the verb to be conjugated in the passé simple. Simple past tense, first person singular. I was. Désolé. This is the feminine past participle of the verb to be sorry, which is désolé. The past participle agrees with the subject pronoun. Je. Key concept. This sentence is in the passé simple. Simple past tense, which is a literary past tense in French, often used in formal writing. It is not commonly used in everyday speech. J'y étais. I was there. This is a simple sentence in the past tense, using the imparfait tense. J. E. Colon, this is a contraction of je, I, and e. There. It can also stand for à lui, to him, à elle, to her, or à cela, to that, depending on context. Était. Colon, this is the imparfait form of the verb. Être. To be. So the full breakdown is, I was there. J. I plus E. There plus était. Was. Je m'y trouvais. I found myself there. Breakdown. J. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I, me. Me. Is the reflexive pronoun, myself, trouvais. Trouvais. Is the imperfect tense of the verb, trouver. Trouvais. To find, conjugated in the first person singular. It means, I was finding, or, I found myself, why. E. Is an adverb that replaces a previously mentioned location, in this case, there. The phrase uses the reflexive pronoun me to emphasize that the speaker's presence in the location was not intentional. The imperfect tense trouver is used to convey a sense of a situation that was ongoing or happening in the past. J'étais là. I was there. The sentence uses the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions, or states that were ongoing, or habitual. J. Is the contracted form of je. I, and était. Is the imparfait form of the verb être. To be. La. Means, there, and is an adverb of place. Je me tenais là. I was standing there. This sentence uses the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself, which is used with verbs that refer to actions done to oneself. Tenais is the imperfect form of the verb tenir, to hold. La is the adverb there. The sentence literally translates to, I was holding myself there, but in English, it is understood as, I was standing there. The use of the reflexive pronoun in this context is idiomatic, and doesn't directly translate to English. J'étais troisième. I was third. The sentence uses the past participle était of the verb être to be conjugated in the imperfect tense, indicating a past action that was ongoing or habitual. This tense is used to describe a state of being in the past, in this case, being third. The word troisième means third, and is used as an adjective to describe the position held by the speaker. This sentence can be understood as a simple statement about the speaker's position in a past situation, such as a race, competition, or ranking. J'étais fatigué. I was tired. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and était. Was. Était is the imperfect tense of the verb être. To be fatigué means tired. This sentence is in the simple past tense, and uses the imperfect tense of the verb être to describe a state of being in the past. J'étais fatigué. I was tired. This sentence uses the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions, or states that were ongoing, or habitual. The imparfait is often used to set the scene, or provide background information in a narrative. Here's a breakdown. J is a contraction of je, which means I. Était is the imparfait form of the verb être, which means to be. Fatigué is the feminine past participle of the verb fatigué, which means to tire. J'avais tort. I was wrong. J is the contraction of je, I, and avait. Had. Avait is the imperfect tense of the verb avoir. To have. Tort means wrong or mistake. J'ai tort. I was wrong. This sentence uses the passé simple tense, which is used for past events that are completed and finished. Here, the passé simple of the verb avoir is eu, and the past participle of the verb avoir tort is tort. The passé simple is primarily used in formal writing and in literary contexts. In everyday spoken French, you would likely use the passé composé, which is J-I-U taught. Je me suis tenu debout. I stood up. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a past tense used to describe completed actions. It is formed with the auxiliary verb être to be conjugated in the past participle suis and the past participle of the main verb tenu. Je : this is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Me : this is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. It is used because the action of standing up is performed on oneself. Suis : this is the past participle of the auxiliary verb être, conjugated in the first person singular. Tenu : this is the past participle of the verb tenir. To hold. In this context, it means stood. Debout : this is an adverb meaning upright or standing. So the sentence translates literally as, I have myself held standing, but the meaning is more natural in English as, I stood up. Sort. Jump. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Sauter means to jump, and the a ending makes it plural, meaning it is a command for multiple people. The a ending is a common way to form the plural imperative of verbs in French. J'ai eu tort. I was wrong. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's the breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have, eu is the past participle of the verb avoir. To have tort means wrong. The entire sentence translates to, I have had wrong, but in English, we use the simpler phrase, I was wrong. J'ai eu tort. I was wrong. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have, a is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir to have for the pronoun je, eu is the past participle of the verb avoir to have tort means wrong or mistake. The passé composé tense is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir or être to be with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle eu agrees with the subject je. J'avais tort. I was wrong. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the first person singular. J'avais. This tense is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. The word tort means wrong or mistake and is a noun. Je l'ai lavé. I washed it. This sentence is in the passé composé, the French equivalent of the English past tense. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir to have, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the verb laver, to wash. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Elle is the direct object pronoun, standing in for the noun being washed. It is the contracted form of le, the masculine singular definite article, and the object pronoun le, him slash it. A is the present tense conjugation of avoir to have, in the first person singular. Laver is the past participle of the verb laver to wash. This sentence can be understood as, I have washed it, or, I washed it. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, but it's not necessary to know that for now. Je l'ai lavé. I washed it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It's a contraction of le, the masculine singular definite article, and la, the feminine singular definite article. In this case, it's referring to a feminine noun, likely a piece of clothing or laundry. A. This is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have in the first person singular. Lave. This is the past participle of the verb, lave, to wash, in the feminine singular form. It agrees in gender with the direct object pronoun, L. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. Direct object pronouns, like L. Replace the noun that receives the action of the verb. Past participle agreement. In French, the past participle of verbs conjugated with avoir agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun if the direct object precedes the verb. Translation for Espeak-NG. I washed it. Je suis allé à la maison. I went home. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb être to be conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of aller to go is aller. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person singular, I. Aller is the past participle of aller. À is a preposition that means to or at. La maison is the noun phrase meaning home. Je suis allé chez moi. I went home. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common French verb tense that translates to the English past tense. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb être to be in the appropriate form followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of aller to go is aller chez moi. Translates to at my home, and it is a common expression in French. J'y suis également allé. I also went there. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and e. There. E indicates location and is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned place. Suis is the first person singular form of the être to be verb in the passé composé tense, which uses the auxiliary verb être when referring to movement. Aller is the past participle of the verb aller to go. Important concepts. Passé composé colon, a compound tense formed with the auxiliary verb avoir to have or être to be, and the past participle of the main verb e. Pronoun, used to avoid repeating a previously mentioned location. J'y suis allé également. I also went there. Breakdown. J colon, this is a contraction of je, I, and e. There. The e here is a pronoun referring to a place previously mentioned in the conversation. Suis colon, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être to be. Aller colon, this is the past participle of the verb aller to go. Aller is an irregular verb, but in this case the past participle. Alle is the same as the past tense. Alle. Alle. In this sentence acts like an adjective modifying the pronoun. E. Egalement. Colon, this means, also, or, as well, and is an adverb modifying the entire sentence. Key concepts. Contractions. In French, the pronoun je, I, is often contracted with the prepositions à, to, and de, from. This contraction is only present in the spoken language. It's a good idea to know how to recognize it, though. Past participles. French uses past participles to form compound tenses. In this case, the past participle aller is used to form the passé composé, a common past tense in French. Adverbs. French adverbs can modify verbs, adjectives, or entire sentences. They often end in ment, but not always. J'y suis allé aussi. I went there too. Breakdown. J'y is a contraction of je, I, and y. There. Y is a pronoun referring to a place previously mentioned in the conversation. Suis allé is the past participle of the verb allé. To go, conjugated in the past tense. Aussi means also or to. Key concepts. Contractions. The use of contractions like j is common in spoken and informal French. Pronoun e colon, this pronoun is used to avoid repetition and refer to a place already mentioned in the context. Past tense of aller colon, the past participle aller is used with the auxiliary verb être. To be, in the past tense when the subject is a person, or a thing that moves. J'ai promis. I promised. The sentence uses the passé composé, which is a common way to express past actions in French. It is composed of two parts. 1. J'ai. This is the first person singular of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense. It acts as a helping verb to express the past action. 2. Promis. This is the past participle of the verb promettre. To promise. It indicates the action that was performed. Therefore, the full sentence translates to, I have promised. J'aimerai. I will help. This sentence is in the future tense, using the future simple tense in French. J is the contracted form of je, meaning I, and a, meaning have. Aimerai is the future simple tense of the verb aimer, meaning to help. The future simple tense in French is formed by adding the following endings to the infinitive of the verb ai as a onzement. In this case, the infinitive aimer has the ending a added to form aimer. J'obéirai. I will obey. This sentence is in the future tense, indicating an action that will happen in the future. The verb obéirai is the future tense conjugation of the verb obéir. To obey, the pronoun j'y means I. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward. Subject plus verb. The subject j'y is the pronoun je, I, with the elision of the Before the vowel. O. In. Obéirai. Je vais rester. I am going to stay. The sentence structure is a simple future tense with the subject pronoun. Je. I, followed by the verb. Aller. To go, conjugated in the future tense. Vais. And the infinitive. Rester. To stay. The future tense in French is formed by combining the future stem of the verb. Aller. Which is. Vais. With the infinitive of the verb that follows. In this case, the infinitive is. Rester. This structure indicates that the action of staying will happen in the future. Je marcherai. I will walk. This sentence uses the future tense in French. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Marcherai is the future tense conjugation of the verb. Marcher. To walk. The future tense in French is formed by adding the appropriate ending to the infinitive form of the verb. In this case, the ending for the first person singular, I, is. E. J'ai à nouveau gagné. I have won again. This sentence uses the. Passé composé. A common French verb tense that signifies a completed action in the past. The phrase is broken down as follows. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have. It is used with the past participle of the verb gagner. To win. À nouveau means again. Gagner is the past participle of the verb gagner. To win. The sentence. J'ai à nouveau gagné. Translates to I have won again. Je ne pleurerai pas. I will not cry. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Ne. This is the negative particle, not. It is used with the verb, pleurerai, to form the negative future tense. Pleurer. This is the future tense of the verb, pleurer, to cry. The future tense is formed by adding, ai, to the stem of the verb, pleur. Pas. This is the negation particle, not, that goes with the verb in the future tense. This sentence illustrates the use of the future tense in French, and how to form the negative in the future tense. Je ne crierai pas. I will not shout. This sentence is in the future tense, and uses the negative conjugation of the verb, crier, to shout. Breakdown. G. Je. I, this is the subject pronoun. Ni. Ne. Not, this is the negative particle. Crier I. Crier. Will shout, this is the future tense conjugation of the verb, crier. To shout, in the first person singular. Pass. Pa. Not, this is the second part of the negative construction. Key concepts. Future tense. Indicates an action that will happen in the future. In French, the future tense is formed by adding the endings, ai, as, a, ons, es, ont, to the verb stem. Negative conjugation. French uses a two-part negative construction, with ni before the verb, and pas after the verb. Je ne vais pas mourir. I am not going to die. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation particle, not. There is the present tense conjugation of the verb, ole, to go, in the first person singular. It is used here in conjunction with the infinitive, Maria, to express the future tense. Pa is the negation particle, not, used in conjunction with, ni.
Mourir
is the infinitive verb, to die.
Je travaille ici.
I work here. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, travailler.
Travailler.
To work. Je is the subject pronoun for I, and
ici
is the adverb for here.
Je serai présent.
I will be present. This sentence uses the future simple tense in French, formed with the future tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, and the present participle of the verb
présent.
Present. Breakdown. Je colon I
serai
colon future tense of
être,
to be conjugated for the first person singular I
présent
colon present participle of
présenter,
to present. In this case, it functions as an adjective meaning present. The sentence literally translates to, I will be present, but it is often used to express that someone will attend an event, or be available at a certain time.
J'ai juré.
I swore. This is a simple sentence in the
passé composé
tense. J'ai is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir.
In the first person singular, I, of the
passé composé
tense. This is the tense used to talk about completed actions in the past. Juré is the past participle of the verb
juré,
to swear.
J'y assisterai.
I will attend it. This sentence uses the future tense in French, formed with the verb
aller,
to go, followed by the infinitive of the verb.
J'y
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
y,
there, which in this context refers to the event being attended.
Assisterai
is the future tense of the verb
assister,
to attend. So the sentence literally translates to, I will go there to attend, implying that the speaker will attend the event in question.
Je serai triste.
I will be sad. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
Serai.
This is the future tense of the verb, être, to be. It conjugates as, j'y serai, in the first person singular.
Triste.
This is an adjective meaning, sad. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the future tense in French, which is formed using the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, or, être, to be, followed by the infinitive of the main verb.
Je serai malheureux.
I will be unhappy. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Serai
is the future tense of the verb être, meaning to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular.
Malheureux
is an adjective meaning unhappy. It acts as a predicate adjective, describing the subject, I. This sentence uses the future tense to express an action that will happen in the future. The future tense is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir, or, être, and the infinitive of the main verb.
Je l'achète.
I am buying it. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
acheter,
which means to buy. The L is a contraction of le and la, which means the and is used because the noun is masculine singular. This is a simple and common sentence. Je l'achèterai. I will buy it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is the contracted form of le. Plus, hi, l, slash, hi. Achèterai. This is the future tense of the verb. Acheter. To buy. It's conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I will buy. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace the noun that is the direct object of a verb. In this case, elle replaces an object that has been previously mentioned. Future tense. The future tense in French is formed by adding a, as, a, ou, a, or, ou, to the infinitive of the verb. J'annulerai. I will cancel. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb avoir to have in the future tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb is annuler, to cancel, and its past participle is annuler. So, the complete conjugation is j'aurai plus annuler. However, in spoken French, it is common to contract the j with the aurai, resulting in j'annulerai. Je changerai. I will change. This sentence uses the future simple tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb avoir to have in the future tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. Je means I and is the subject pronoun. Changerai is the future simple form of the verb changer, to change. It is conjugated as follows: avoir in the future tense, aurai past participle of changer, colon, changer, combined, aurai changer, simplified, changerai. Key concept. The future simple tense in French is used to express actions that will happen in the future. J'en déciderai. I will decide about it. This sentence uses the pronoun en, which stands in for a noun previously mentioned. It is used to avoid repetition. In this case, the en refers to an unspecified object or idea that has been previously introduced in the conversation. The verb décider is a regular verb in the future tense, which is formed by adding the ending a to the infinitive form décider. In the future tense, the subject pronoun je becomes j before a vowel. This sentence uses the future tense to express a decision that will be made in the future. Je le déciderai. I will decide it. This sentence demonstrates the future tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb avoir to have in the future tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I and le is the direct object pronoun, meaning it. The verb decidere is the future tense conjugation of the verb decidere, to decide. J'arriverai à entrer. I will be able to enter. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. This is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have, which is used to form the future tense in French. Arriverai is the future tense of the verb arriver. To arrive. The future tense is formed by adding the ending a to the stem of the verb a. To is a preposition that introduces the infinitive. Entrer. Entrer. To enter is the infinitive of the verb. Entrer. Key concepts. Future tense. The future tense in French is formed using the present tense of the verb avoir and the infinitive of the main verb. Contractions. French uses contractions to combine pronouns and verbs. Infinitives. Infinitives are the basic form of a verb. They are often used after prepositions. J'essaye. I tried. This sentence uses the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or habitual. In this case, it indicates that the speaker made an effort to do something in the past. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contracted form of je. I, plus the ending of the verb in the imparfait tense. Essayer. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb essayer. To try. Je vais aller le chercher. I am going to go get him. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Vais. This is the present tense of the verb, aller, which means to go, and here it is in the going to future tense. Aller. This is the infinitive, to go. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, him. Chercher. This is the infinitive, to look for, or in this case, to get. Key concepts. This sentence uses the future tense with the verb, aller, which is the standard way to express a future action in French. The sentence uses the direct object pronoun, le, to stand in for the noun, and avoid repetition. The combination of aller and an infinitive, chercher, is common in French to express the intention to do something. J'irai le chercher. I will go get him. Breakdown. J'irai is the future tense of the verb aller. To go, conjugated in the first person singular. Le. E. Is a contraction of je. I. Le is the direct object pronoun referring to a male person, meaning him. Chercher means to look for or to get. Key concepts. Future tense. The future tense in French is formed by adding the future tense endings to the infinitive. In this case, the future tense ending for aller in the first person singular is irai. Direct object pronouns. Direct object pronouns replace the noun that is the direct object of the verb. They come before the conjugated verb. Je me lèverai. I will get up. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb lever. To get up. The subject pronoun je. I is followed by the future tense form of the verb lever, which is me l'aimerai. The future tense is used to express an action that will happen in the future.
J'y vais maintenant.
I am going there now. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb aller. To go.
J'y
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
y.
There.
Y
is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned location or object.
There
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
aller.
Maintenant means now.
J'irai voir.
I will go see.
J'irai
is a contracted form of
je irai,
which means I will go. The contraction is common in French and helps make the language sound more natural.
Voir
means to see. This sentence is in the future tense and uses the future simple, which is formed by adding
ré
to the infinitive of the verb.
Je m'en sortirai.
I will get through this. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se sortir,
which means to get out of or to get through. The reflexive pronoun
me
is used to indicate that the subject, I, is the one who is getting out of or through something. The future tense
sortirai
is used to indicate that this will happen in the future. The literal translation of the sentence would be, I will get myself out of this, but in English we usually simplify it to, I will get through this.